Good afternoon. Good afternoon. And welcome to another Sunday's programming of Wellness Half Hour with Dr. Patrick Ejewere. Every Sunday, we come to you. You allow us into your space to share with you on our health and wellness from perspectives that give reverence to the source of our being. We impart, there are five pillars to wellness: spiritual, mindset, nutrition, lifestyle, and environment. Wellness. What is this concept? Here on Wellness Half Hour, we define wellness as not only the absence of disease and illness, but also a balance of spirit, mind, and body. And we add to it a joyfulness, a vitality to life, a vibrancy to life. Last week, we began our journey of September, the topic being fertility, contraception, and infertility. We had an awesome guest with us, in the person of Mrs. Ayodele Shonubi. And she really gave us some facts, some historical perspectives on the issue of fertility in the contemporary arena and how the church has stepped into it with scientific research at Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska, the Pope John Paul the Sixth Institute. And we're waking up to understand there's an order in the universe. Not just that the sun goes up, goes down, the moon comes up, the rain comes and goes and the seasons, but even there's an order in the human body. And we'll continue that journey today to further understand our fertility, the issue of contraception, and infertility. Today we have with us again, Mrs. Shonubi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Doctor.
And we have a younger practitioner, fertility care practitioner, also here. You'll hear a bit from her today. Next week we'll go into more detail interview with her, the person of Miss Immaculata Age.
Good afternoon, Doctor.
Welcome. Okay. Let me start by making everyone understand clearly this brilliant lady next to me. Ayodele Shonubi. She's the first Nigerian. Did I say the first African also?
Yes, the first African fertility care educator. And practitioner.
Trained at the Pope John Paul VI Institute at Omaha, Nebraska, Creighton University. Okay. Last time we began by defining fertility and infertility. And then we went to the issue of contraceptives. Let's quickly recap fertility and some of the underlying causes of infertility, and then we'll go into some other detailed questions.
Okay. Last week, we said that infertility, in the natural term, general term, widely accepted, is that when there is active intercourse between two couples for a duration of 1 year and there is no conception, it is infertility. But Creighton Mother says no, that it is 6 months, because actually you find out that within that 1 year, some people get pregnant. So infertility is when there is active intercourse between a couple in the space of 6 months and there is no conception, then that is infertility.
Okay. Now, here on Wellness Half Hour,
yeah,
we teach that there is a quote-unquote system already in place, a perfection already in place.
Yes.
And when imperfections, when disease occurs, we ask ourselves, where have we drifted away from our gift of wellness?
Yeah. I also remember we said that fertility has to do with a cycle. Every woman has a cycle, and there are hormones inbuilt in each cycle. So when those hormones don't function normally, then there begins an infertility, issues with infertility.
Okay. All right. Let's clarify this issue. When technically should one be concerned about the fertility of a child? Or when does the girl's fertility, let's look at the girl, then look at the young man also. When does the child's fertility actually begin to evolve? When?
Well, with creating model and research, the fertility of a young girl begins from conception.
From conception in the mother's
womb? In the mother's womb, yes. Because as a woman, when you get pregnant, there are germ cells inbuilt in that female child. If you want to have a female child, if you want to have a male child also, their genes are inbuilt as it comes from the chromosome of the father and the mother. So these things built up, especially in the female girl, it continues to build in millions. Then by the time the child is being delivered, there will be some reduction. And then when the child gets to puberty age, when she wants to start menstruating, these things will now be picked. That's the egg will be picked, one or two, to begin its cycle. And then she ovulates, and then she menstruates. And then it goes like that until she gets to menopause. So they begin to reduce. But the inbuilt of the egg started actually when the mother conceived her. Even especially within the first 3 months of the pregnancy.
Okay. Let me emphasize this point, because some of our listeners who are listening from a conventional Orthodox perspective probably heard, when does life begin?
Yes.
And they're saying, yes, at conception.
Yes.
That was not the question, though.
Yes.
The question was, when does the fertility of the child, of the being, initiate or start?
Yes.
And I really answered, right from conception.
Yes.
And it rapidly expands, grows in the first 3 months.
Yes.
So from the time a woman wants to have children, the health of the woman and the man who gives the sperm
is determined by the parents that gave birth to them.
And the health of that, the fertility of your daughter or your son occurs on you, the dad and mom. Your health, your well-being, your nutrition. What you will feed to those children when they are inside the womb.
Yes, exactly. And if they are properly getting the normal hormones that they are supposed to get. Because when a woman gets pregnant, before conception, there are two hormones. After conception, another hormone takes over. So if it doesn't occur naturally, you have intercepted that nature. So the child doesn't get to have that by the time the child grows old. And then you begin to have a problem that this and this are not in the child. It is not actually the fault of the child. It's as a result of the way the child was conceived. So even in creating mother, we say that conception doesn't start when a woman actually gets pregnant. It started like maybe few months earlier. So if you know you want to achieve a pregnancy, you must have been eating well, using proper drugs, using proper medications before the pregnancy actually will occur, so that the child will have the necessary things by the time it actually becomes a living being.
Many churches have some 3 months, some 1 month, some 6 months of pre-marriage counseling.
Yes.
And now they're including the medical component to emphasize the point that the parents, your health and well-being determines a lot of how that child.
Yes, looking at genotype, blood genes, all those things are important as well.
Okay. So when an adult now comes in with infertility, the creative model trained fertility care practitioners have to get a detailed history going back to your...
Yes, they will want to know their age, when they start their menses, does any of their family have issue with cancer, diabetes, all those stuff. We want to know if they have done abortion before. Because when you have done an abortion before, and there is every tendency you have a miscarriage. So we want to follow it up so that we don't just go ahead and achieve. We want to make sure that that child is sustained till birth. So our aim is for you to achieve and also to have a live child. We don't take joy in getting people pregnant and at the end of the day they lose the pregnancy. No, we follow you to term.
Okay. What triggered the creation of this unit at Creighton University, this Pope John Paul?
Yeah, as at 1968, when the Humanivity came out, the prof was a young doctor then doing his housemanship, and then he heard the call. He studied the book Humanivity, and then was like, "Oh, this is what I want to do as a medical consultant, as a gynecologist." So where he was posted, they were doing abortion there. He had to quit his job then until he finally joined them at the Creighton University. So that was where the research was carried out. So many of us that are familiar with Billings, he will have also said EUJAS method. But he said because all the research were done at the Creighton University, so he named it Creighton method. So when he heard the call and he started going into the research, he now discovered that so many women are suffering. Just like the Pope had prophesied that it was going to happen. And then he now called on all of us that if we don't help these people, we left them to their own fate, and then somehow they will go and enter a wrong hand. And then sometimes they don't actually know what to do and when to do. Because in creating, sometimes it may be lack of knowledge that is not making some people to achieve pregnancy, not because they are infertile. And that is why we say that it is term infertility after 6 months of no conception. Because coupled with normal fertility, within 1 or 2 months, about 70% of them will achieve pregnancy. By 6 months, 98% of them will achieve. So the remaining 2% are the ones that we say they are infertile. They are the ones that need investigations. They are the ones that need treatment, not from the beginning. So that is the way Creighton Model comes in.
So Creighton Model researches into the background of the couple.
Yes.
And if the issue is just information, knowledge that is lacking, they fill that gap.
Yes. Once they get the information, you know when you are fertile, you know when you can have intercourse, and then they get pregnant. Even for those that want to avoid, you know when you are not supposed to have intercourse. And then I have series of couples that use it, and yet they are not achieving pregnancy like a mistake pregnancy. No.
So there's a system in place, a divine system, how this temple works.
Yes.
That if you simply understand, i.e. through the Creighton Model, the research done by Professor Hilgers.
Exactly.
You know when the body is fertile and when the body is not fertile.
When the body, yes.
Now, some of our listeners are thinking, okay, yeah. We heard about the temperature days, we heard about Billings, we heard about... So what is different about Creighton Model that is more scientific?
Yeah, Creighton Model is unique in a way because it's tailor-made for every woman. We take you as who you are. It is not generalized, like a concept that every woman ovulates on day 14. It is not so. Some women ovulate on day 6. But if that woman doesn't have the knowledge, she'll be waiting for day 14 and she had already passed her ovulation. So she won't get pregnant. And there are some women, I had a couple that got pregnant on day 35 of their cycle. So it took the woman about 35 days before she could ovulate. So if she was waiting for day 14, again, she will have missed it. And then by day 35, she's expecting her menses, not knowing that ovulation is just about to occur. So that's the uniqueness of Creighton. We take you as you are, individually. You don't compare one couple with the other. Yeah. Even some issues that maybe the woman may be ovulating on day 14 and the man has a low sperm count, we still have success rate of them getting pregnant.
Okay. When Hilgers came forward with this research, we know there's an established conventional order of doing things. Yeah. How was he received by his colleagues?
Well, his colleagues, especially the gynecologists, that they didn't encourage him. It was like, oh, it's the same old story, the same natural method, and then blah, 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 blah. But he went ahead. And now we have a great institute at Omaha, Nebraska, which is named after the Pope Paul VI, which is St. Paul VI Institute of Reproductive Health.
Okay. What are some of the, just name a few of the things that could interfere with normal fertility?
Well, when we are talking about diet, when you come into creatine, there are some food you need to eat before your ovulation and some food you need to eat after ovulation. Then when we are talking about fibroid, it's not every fibroid that would not allow a woman to get pregnant. There are some that a woman can actually conceive and bring the child to birth without the fibroid disturbing. Then we have male infertility, which I have also mentioned. And then the male infertility is actually growing up. And then we have all our GMO foods that disrupting as well. According to the last session we had about 2 weeks ago, we discovered that when you plant a GMO food in a certain plot of land, by the time you harvest it, and then you now plant a normal food which is not GMO, it will come out as a GMO food. So the GMO food is actually inbuilt. Even Americans are having problems about it. So maybe their research later will help them. So many things. We have stress, alcohol, cigarettes, and just to name a few.
Stress, alcohol, cigarettes.
Yes.
The interspouse relationship.
Yes. That's when the two spouses are not together. One is in Sokoto, another one is in Abuja.
Okay. And you touched on earlier about contraception could be part of the problem with the infertility.
Yes. Just like I said last week, contraception means contrary conception. That is anything that will make conception not to occur. So it does not necessarily mean that somebody is using IUI, then you will not ovulate. You are using contraception, you will not. No. Sometimes this contraception may be abortifacient. That is like the one you put in the uterine. The egg has already been fertilized. So by the time it gets to the uterus to implant, then it doesn't have a way to implant. It comes down. So the baby had already been aborted, not making it to occur. So, and then we have some contraception that disrupts a woman's cycle because of the chemicals that are used in making them. Yeah, like the estrogen and the progesterone. They usually don't give the natural one. The one they give, their carbon nature has already been altered. So when you take them, it affects the woman's cycle. And then it's also affecting every one of us that is around the woman. It's just like if you are smoking now, I'm not directly smoking. But by the time you finish smoking, I've taken some in. So that's the way the hormones that are not natural, that's the way they work.
And that is active contraception, deliberate contraception. Now we find that there's a lot of passive.
Yes, we are, all of us, we are indirectly being contraceptive. So we have to find a way of detoxifying ourselves, either by what we eat, what we drink, taking supplements, all sorts.
And also removing some of the things that have these foreign estrogens from around us, especially in our chemicals, our home. Chemicals, domestic chemicals.
Yes, knowing this knowledge now, you need to know that whatever you need to take has to be at least natural up to 99%. Yes.
The concern about plastic.
Well, when we are talking about sachet water, bottle water, yes, there is a, the way they are made, there is a component in them that also affects the cycle. Now, creatine says that your cycle, your hormones is directly proportional to your health. That is, if a woman is healthy in her fertility, she will be healthy. So if a woman is having a challenge with her fertility, it means that something is wrong with the body. It's just that the fertility is pushing it outside. Oh, something is wrong, something is wrong, like a symptom.
This is the major deviation from conventional thinking. Conventionally, we see infertility. My colleagues, OBGYN, we go and we address just infertility. We focus on that part of the body. What Idola is saying is, that's an incomplete understanding that infertility or the lack of proper fertility is actually a signal, a yellow light, a flashing amber light, that there's a larger dysfunction in the entire system. Let's be very clear on this issue. When there's infertility, it is a signal that there is something wrong
with the body
in the entire body system. The body works in cohesion as a system.
Yeah.
The mind, the heart, the kidney, the liver, they all work together in cohesion.
Yeah.
And so when the post something is wrong, for some of us it shows up as infertility. Some of us it's diabetes. Yeah. Some of us it's high blood pressure. Some of us it's memory going foggy.
Yeah.
Note that distinction. If you're going through treatment for infertility, please bring this to your doctor's attention. There'll be seminars to enlighten both practitioners, doctors, and non-doctors on this new science. We need to bring everyone up to par on what is occurring. The research out of the St. Pope John Paul VI Institute of Reproductive Health, Omaha, Nebraska, has global importance. It's too much not for us to overlook it.
Yeah.
It's groundbreaking. It's scientific. The volumes of research backing all this is there.
Yeah.
Infertility is not just one disease of the reproductive system. No. That's an archaic understanding.
It is good for infertility to be treated, whether you want a child or not, to be treated before menopause. Because after menopause, there's actually nothing to be done again. And at that time, probably the woman may be having cancer or osteoporosis. Even all these contraceptions that we talk about leads to that at the end of the day. After menopause, the woman will start having one challenge or the other. But if infertility is being treated before then, you have a safe menopause. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to bring in our other guest. You'll hear more from her next week as we'll be interviewing her. Immaculata, just tell us a little bit about your journey in this fertility care and what occurred for you as you went through the training.
Wow. Okay. I was opportune to hear about NAPRO technology when I was working at the Archdiocesan Health Department, as the Catholic Archdiocese of Lagos Health Department. They were having their quarterly meeting, and in that meeting I just heard NAPRO technology, and the sisters were like, we really need to get to know about this NAPRO technology and what it really does. We really need to get sponsors and people to get us to be trained so that we can get to a larger population out there. And so I picked up that interest and I began to pursue it. Initially, when I was running my master's at the University of Ibadan Social Work, my lecturer was taking us on family planning and social problems. And he mentioned that of all the religious bodies and organizations, the Catholic Church is the only one that is completely against contraception, and that they are the only one not agreeing to it. And so that picked up my interest. I wanted to argue it in class. But then I was like, let me take my time to find out the reason why. Because indeed, there are lots of social problems. A lot of children are being abandoned, no one to take care of them. And it was just facing us in the eyes. And so when I was about to round up my master's, there was a pro-life conference that was coming up at the Catholic Church, the Seat of Wisdom Catholic Church, University of Ibadan. And I said, let me even go in to know what this pro-life thing is all about. And that was how my journey about wanting my curiosity, getting my curiosity answered. That was how it began. So I attended that conference. I saw some persons. I saw a very young lady who was so speaking about being a pro-lifer and everything. And so when I was at the ASH Diocese and Dr. Williams came in, I was so pleased. And I walked up to her after some time. I said, I would like to be a fertility care practitioner. She said, okay, there is no problem. So initially, before that time, I decided to go in to learn Billings. So after learning Billings, I said, no, it's not going to stop here. I decided again to go forward to learn how to become a fertility care practitioner. And that's how I am so fortunate to find myself in here. And I've been happy that I am into this.
Okay, so 1:27, we have about 3 minutes to go. We'll open the lines for one or two questions. The number here is 0700-923-923-923. 0700-923-923-923. We're talking about fertility, contraception, and infertility. And that this science is coming out of a Catholic institution is just really brilliant. Well, okay. Wellness Half Hour, good afternoon. Your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, yeah, good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Thunder. I'm calling from VI.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so my question is, I hope your guest is here. She's listening.
Go ahead, sir.
So my question is there a chance for somebody with a non-scam farm, is there a chance for such a person to pregnant a woman?
Yes, exactly. There is. The Fertile Mother is a couple-centered, fertility-focused program. And also for women's health. So we have successes rate about men that have low sperm count and yet their wife conceived. I've had an issue with a couple that the woman is PCOS and the man is low sperm count and they conceived. I've also had an issue with a woman with normal fertility but the husband has a low sperm count and she conceived. The first one had a triplet, the second one had a baby girl.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. We have about 1 minute to go. One more call? All right. We don't have time for one more call. But next week's show, we'll open the lines much earlier. Infertility is universal. We're seeing statistics coming out of the U.S. Very troubling. Increasing number of fertility clinics. And they approach it from the conventional perspective, which is okay, but it's incomplete. This is the gap that the Pope John Paul Institute at Christian University is filling with science. So even though it has begun, seems like the Catholic Church began this, it belongs to everybody. The knowledge and science is for the entire world. And we're privileged to have the first Nigerian, the first African to be trained at this institute here in Nigeria, here in Lagos with us, to put structures down on ground. So has begun to teach we're reaching out to universities, she's reaching out to different groups. This is totally universal. In Nigeria, we are seeing an increasing problem with infertility. And next week, we'll go into some of the particular areas. Next week, please bring your children who are at universities to listen to this. There are things going on in universities that we must talk about. Young girls are being innocently deceived, and over time, they'll have problem with fertility. We'll address that next week. This is Wellness Half Hour, Dr. Patrick Ejere, Mrs. Shonubi. Thank you very much, Mrs. Age. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Doctor.
Part 3 will be next week. Fertility, contraception, and infertility. A fresh understanding, facts, figures, misconceptions, and getting rid of the deception.